Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, January 8th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Well, this week will go down as one of the most consequential weeks in American history. First to Georgia, where a typically conservative state that hasn't elected a Democrat to the Senate in decades flipped for Joe Biden and two far-left politicians. By far the most important factor in Georgia electing those senators was the African-American vote. Nearly a third of the entire electorate is black in the Peach State, and they voted for the Democrats by 93%. And that was enough to turn Georgia blue. So voters in Georgia handed Chuck Schumer control of the Senate, with future Vice President Kamala Harris delivering the deciding vote. Mr. Biden now has tremendous power to enact his party's far-left agenda, unless moderate Democrats like West Virginia's Joe Manson block it. Raphael Warnock will be up for re-election in Georgia in just 2 years, so the Senate can change hands if the Democrats fail. Now to Washington, where rioters, as you know, stormed the U.S. Capitol after President Trump delivered a defiant speech on the White House lawn. Mr. Trump refusing to concede the election despite everything that's happened, holding a, quote, Save America rally as lawmakers met to certify the election results, which they did. Thousands of Trump supporters took to the streets, resulting in an assault on the U.S. Capitol building. Mr. Trump ultimately telling the demonstrators to go home in peace, but the damage by that time was done. So to sum it up, the historic 2020 election is now over, thank God. Joe Biden will take office on January 20th. The Senate is split 50-50, but the Democrats hold the advantage. The last time the Democrats controlled both chambers and the White House, America veered to the left, passing legislation like Obamacare. Will 78-year-old Joe Biden lurch left and cave in to the progressives? Ask me again in a few weeks. Coming next, the message of the day. Listeners sound off about the rioting in Washington, D.C. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners sounding off, we do this every Friday. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com. bill@billoreilly.com. If you do write to me, please include your name and town. Let's begin with Patricia in Clyde, North Carolina. Bill, do you think leftist groups or Antifa infiltrated the protests? Would there be any way to find that out? There were, Patricia, professional agitators on the scene and doing damage to the U.S. Capitol building. But at this point, no one knows except the people interrogating those arrested who those professional agitators are. The interrogators will find that out. Here's the rub. Will they make it public? I can't answer that question, and I don't want to speculate. Larry is in Tonto Basin, Arizona. Bill, you do not realize how many people at home cheered the demonstrators. Did you cheer the George Floyd demonstrators, Larry? Well, there were a lot of people who did. You saw it. There's no difference between the demonstrators that attacked the Capitol and the George Floyd people. Keep that in mind. Elliot, De Plains, Illinois. Bill, I want to thank you for unbiased analysis on the unfortunate events that happened at the nation's capital. You did not let anyone off the hook, regardless of political affiliation. Okay, I appreciate the compliment, Elliot, but I see it as just doing my job. I'm a news analyst. You listen to this program, the O'Reilly Update, for analysis. But first of all, I'm a reporter. 45 years. I accumulate facts. And where those facts lead me, I tell you. My analysis is not ideologically based. It is fact-based. And yesterday, the facts were pretty clear that this was anarchy. So it wasn't hard for me to formulate my opinion. My job is to protect you, Elliot, and every other American citizen. That is my job as a journalist, to give you the facts. Melissa, Overland Park, Kansas. Bill, you have been warning us for more than a decade. Did we just lose the culture war? I am feeling devastated. Melissa, there is now an active civil war in the country, both cultural and political. Yesterday was the first mass incident of violence in the political realm. George Floyd was social violence. But we are veering to a very bad place with a very weak leader, Joe Biden. Sean, Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Bill, how do we trust Republicans when none of them will uphold the Constitution? The four states in question in the election changed election laws without the consent of the legislature. That is unconstitutional. Sean, you may absolutely be correct, but the courts did not see it that way. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by putting it together. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. According to a global survey conducted during the 2018 Winter Olympics, skiing is ranked the most popular winter sport in the world. Skiing actually dates back to 8,000 BC. Archaeologists discovered wooden planks used by the Chinese to navigate mountains during the harsh winter months. Today, the sport is enjoyed in nearly every country in the Northern Hemisphere. They're not skiing in Central Africa. But beware, some slopes will set you back big dollars. Here are the most expensive places to ski in the world. First, Aspen, Colorado. The town boasts 24 hotels that cost at least $900 a night. The average meal in Aspen, $39, just for you. Next, Verbier, Switzerland. The region has the steepest slopes in the Alps, attracting the best athletes in the world. But it's tough to get there. Some spots on the mountains require helicopter drops. Over to Whistler, Canada, the most popular ski destination in North America. Visit the Four Seasons Resort. The hotel offers 300 five-star guest rooms, some with a personal butler. The lodge is ranked one of the finest places to stay in the world, but you will pay for the privilege. Sometimes more than $1,000 a night at Whistler. Back to Europe. Courchevel, France, the area was developed in 1850 and was used as a vacation spot for royalty. Wealthy tourists can even stay at a medieval palace built for French nobility. They installed a chairlift in the 1920s, but bring a lot of euros. Finally, the most expensive spot to hit the slopes, Munela, India. Can you believe it? India. The remote Himalayan village boasts some of the most difficult remote skiing places on Earth, with the highest peaks. Vertical trails require airlifts, mountain guides, and maybe even a three-day hike to get to the highest spots. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.